Art, this is the most anticipated game for Seahawks fans in quite a while.
Yeah, this is really fun because this game was circled in April when the NFL schedule came out, and both teams have done everything they can to make this really a worthwhile game, and obviously the NFL thought enough of it to move it from its scheduled 1 o'clock start at the Clink to 5:30 for the NBC national telecast. So the whole nation is going to be watching. The nation saw last Sunday the 49ers come back and do a brilliant job of beating the Patriots at New England, 41-34. And the last 2 weeks, the Seahawks have been incredible, winning 58-0 over Arizona and 50-17 over Buffalo and Toronto. So it's really been remarkable what both teams have done to make a lot of interest nationally and locally in this game. However, I will say that it is not for the division title, because San Francisco, all it needs to do is win one of its final two games, and its final game is at home against Arizona. So there's a real good chance that they're going to be the NFC West champions, and the Seahawks will be a wild card team in the playoffs.
Well, let's briefly talk about crowd noise at the Clink in particular favor of the Seahawks this Sunday.
Yes, it is going to be intense. It's going to have an advantage, I think, in this case, because the new quarterback for San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick, has never heard a crowd like this, not in his days in Nevada, and he's only five starts into his starting career in San Francisco. So this is going to be different. He's going to have to adjust to not being able to communicate verbally. And that usually involves hand signals, and that gets to be difficult for a rookie quarterback. So big advantage to Seattle.
And all of this is happening as the Seahawks are being led by rookie quarterback Russell Wilson, who's been amazing.
Yeah, he has been altogether remarkable. There's been so many things that he's done that I just haven't seen, really, from veteran quarterbacks. Just last week, there was a remarkable thing in his game against Buffalo where he ran the ball 9 times for 92 yards. And not only was that a record for a Seahawks quarterback, he didn't get tackled.
Right.
He scored 3 times. He ran out of bounds or slid and was touched down, but he never was tackled. And that was deliberate because in order for him to run this new wrinkle in their offense called the read option, Pete Carroll has said, don't you dare stick your nose in the middle of a linebacker.
Right.
And Russell Wilson, you know, looks at him and says, hey, go Hawks. And he is completely in with the idea that as a 5'11" guy, he's got no business knocking down these large, angry, sweaty men who are after him.
And you say he's definitely one of the few finalists for Rookie of the Year.
Yes, he is in the top 3, I think, with Robert Griffin III of the Washington Redskins and Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts, the two quarterbacks who were picked 1-2 in the draft and certainly had all the hype. But there are people now, you can break it down statistically, to say Russell Wilson is one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the game, veteran or rookie, and certainly on a par with Griffin and Luck right now. It's going to be a close competition that will need the final 2 weeks to determine who is the best rookie.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.